Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Out of paper, out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim Dwight Creed. Call Andy and Kelly for your business paper needs. Or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people.
Hello and welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company, a show for fans of The Office by fans of The Office. I'm your host and the son of Fanny Shrute, Sean Roney.
And I'm Edwin James, Pennsylvania Solar Tech.
And with us as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
I am so tired of the Black Eyed Peas.
Every week we get together and talk about our favorite show, NBC's The Office. This week, we're just going to do a fantasy draft.
Yeah, We've been going. There's a lot going on with us in our personal lives, and it's been tough to get together to record.
Yes.
But we wanted to put something out for you this week. I do think we might end up taking next week off, but for the purposes of today,
next week off, Edwin?
A lot going on in all of our lives with work, and I personally am moving. I'm moving down to sunny Los Angeles, California, so I will be there.
Wow. This is a big deal.
In just a few days' time. Yeah.
Edwin's leaving Portland.
Right as the rain is coming into Portland, Oregon, I'll be heading down to sunny LA. So you'll have to come visit.
Sean and I will be tucking into another cold winter of recording fireside.
Edwin's going to be recording beachside,
poolside, starside, Hollywood.
That'll be really good. That would be really good for recording on the beach with just the wind and the waves.
Hundreds of people.
Yeah. But anyway, just a lot going on with all of us, and we'll share updates. I will for sure on my side as the move happens. But we have an amazing draft format that was sent in by a listener, and I think we're really excited to get after this one.
Yeah, and last draft we did was probably the tag draft, and then we did the anti-draft on Patreon. Quick shout out to Patreon, too. $5 a month, exclusive mailbag episodes, ad-free episodes, all that good stuff. This was sent to us from our listener, Chad. Now, Chad did an incredible job. He sent in an entire draft format for us that kind of, it's basically like if you did fantasy football. Speaking of, it's fantasy football season, another reason we're doing this one now. And we're basically going to draft office workers. We're going to draft everyone on the cast and fill out
one
person.
We're going to create an office.
Yeah, one person for each position in the office. So that is a CEO, an executive, a manager, salesman, reception, accountant, HR/support staff, a warehouse, someone from the Scranton Business Park, as in someone that works in the building with you, a family member, and then, of course, like any good fantasy sports team, a flex position, which is can pretty much go to anybody. For our flex position, we're going anyone who's we see on the show who's not a employee of Dunder Mifflin. So once we have all these different categories, and we have groupings of people that can go under those categories, and we have to select and draft people from that group. I'm not going to read all the group names. That's just going to take way too long to read all the names, so we'll just draft them as we go. But all of us have the same list in front of us.
A couple of important rules. If one character is drafted, they go off the board for the rest of us. So if somebody, like, for example, I don't want to say picks, but let's just say Jim Halpert gets taken as a salesman. No one can take Jim Halpert as a manager.
Or a salesman or anything.
Right.
So there's only one person. This is like we're drafting on a playground and we're picking people for our teams.
The second rule is that if each employee for an employee to be drafted, they have to fill the position at least once in the show in the Scranton branch.
Yes.
So we can't go totally off script and take Elizabeth the stripper as answering phones as Dwight Hazard do.
Yeah.
In that episode. So.
Well, you could, because we see her do that in the show.
Well, okay, yeah.
Bad example. Maybe we could not draft her as the CEO.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we don't see her doing that. Now, those are the basic rules with how we're drafting. You can draft any position anytime, but again, you draft that person, they're off the board for everyone. Now, the other thing is, here's the wrinkle in this game, is all of us are drafting an office. The purpose of who we're drafting, we don't know. I don't know what type of team Sean is trying to build. I don't know what type of team Edmund's trying to build. They don't know mine. So maybe you'll be figuring this out. We might have guesses as we go along as to what sort of office are you trying to build? What is the point of your team? What are they going to be good at or bad at?
I've got my strategy, and I really hope that you guys have different strategies.
Me too, dude. I realized with mine, like, I need to get some people, and if they're gone, like, I gotta make some hard choices. So
yeah, okay,
I'm excited for this. So any questions, guys? Are we all clear?
I think what we decided was that we'd pick the order based on birth dates throughout the year. So mine,
what this tells me is you guys don't already know all of our birthdays. I know how this is going to play out.
I mine is April 14th.
Alex?
Mine is May 16th.
And mine is October. I knew exactly how this was going to
play out. I'm first, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
All
right. So it's going to go Sean, me, Edwin, and then Edwin, me, Sean. We're doing a snake draft.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So with the first overall pick in this
Mega Draft.
With the first overall pick in the Mega Draft, Sean, who are you taking and for what role?
I am taking Meredith Palmer for HR.
No!
Sports.
No, I needed that.
Yes. Wow. Sorry. I knew that would be
I was willing to use my number one overall on that same position.
Wow. I knew as soon as her name showed up on my list, I was like, oh, damn it. I'll have to pick her first.
Amazing.
I know now that I'm worried. She is one of Alex's favorites.
Now I'm worried that we're drafting a similar team.
I think. Okay.
This is like when Sean took money in our second episode ever. The episode draft and really snaked Alex's pick. History repeats itself.
I'm not over that one still. That still feels weird to me that you did that. But
yeah,
that's okay.
I love that episode.
I know. Me too.
And
man.
I love Meredith Palmer.
I'll be honest. That is not what I was expecting to happen with the number one overall.
Me
pick.
Me neither.
I had to get it taken care of. I needed to have her.
So and I want to reiterate the point of the drafting, if we want an office that's successful, an office that's funny, mm-hmm. an office that is athletic, whatever, we don't know what each other is going for. And Sean took Meredith number one overall for HR / support staff.
Yeah.
I have a game and I am really excited to reveal it. So let's go. All right.
Are you drafting a team?
I can't talk. What's interesting is I can't really talk about.
What yeah, he can't. He can't.
I think you're drafting a team that's going to upset Edwin and I the most. That's what I think you're doing.
No.
I think I will be delighted by Sean's team. Yeah.
All right.
We should move on.
Okay. I'm next. With the second overall pick as my CEO, I need Robert California.
Of course.
Oh wow!
You knew that was going to happen. I need someone in that position. Once it is all revealed, is going to make this work. Get Robert California. I got him.
Wow. Okay.
Gotta have him.
I have to tell you, these number one and two picks are like very stereotypical of our show.
Well, that's why
Robert California. True to form, we are staying right now.
I like that Alex went early with Robert California.
Yeah.
As if someone might snake it from him.
Again, I'm surprised. Do you want to elaborate any more on your Robert California pick, or do you want to wait until later, until more will be revealed?
The only reason I I have a short list of people I can't risk not getting. And even if I waited, I thought Robert California might get picked at some point as the CEO. So I just,
all right. Yeah. Nice. You too are tired of the Black Eyed Peas.
I am also tired of the Black Eyed Peas. All right, Edwin, you time for your first and second picks.
Okay, this is who I thought I was not going to get after this. But with the, I'm taking Michael Scott as manager.
Okay.
It's a good pick. It's a safe pick. No one's ever going to judge you for that, Edwin.
I think that was the most obvious and straightforward pick that was on the board. So I'm very, very happy. I did not think this was going to fall into my lap.
It wasn't
nice.
It wasn't the best pick for what I'm building. Tell you what.
That's okay. That's okay. But I'm happy. I'm happy to take it. So Michael Scott is off the board.
Michael Scott was on here as a manager, as a salesman as well. So he's crossed off both lists. Mm-hmm.
In theory, could you have had him as a flex non-Dunder Mifflin employee as the because Michael that comes back?
That's true. You're right. Wedding. He could have been flexed.
Yeah.
And Pam could be flexed as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird flex, but okay. Flex, would have been that.
Okay. Yeah, that's the name of that one.
Yeah.
To reiterate, we have CEO exec. Okay, we'll do this later. We'll do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think it's a bad refresher, but we're filling out all the roles in the office. So all you've taken a CEO. Sean has taken HR and support staff. I've taken a manager. And with my second overall pick, I'm taking Dwight Schrute as my salesman.
It's a great get.
Okay.
It's a great get.
Yeah.
It's a great get.
Yeah. Michael and Dwight, the 1-2 combo.
You might get everyone you need because the people you need are not going to be the people I need.
You're just casting.
Just casting the show.
You're just building the usual department.
Hey, man, if it ain't broke, don't break it.
Dwight also now not eligible for a Scranton Business
Park. Yeah, I've got Michael and Dwight.
Employee. He's not a salesman. He's off as manager.
Yeah. Now I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do.
I feel both better about being able to get my picks and now worse about my picks now that they're coming in.
Sean is drafting Pennsylvania Solar Tech. He's going to take Meredith, Oscar, Ryan, Danny Cordray.
Roberto El Floro.
Yeah. Look, another cleaning man. You got a great set of shoulders on you, Danny. What is that, genetics?
All right, back to me
so,
here for my second
Alex,
pick.
Yes.
And I'm going to draft in this round. I'm going to draft a manager, and I'm going to take D'Angelo Vickers as my manager.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
Robert California and D'Angelo Vickers together at last.
Yes.
That is a very dysfunctional company.
We'll see.
Angelo.
Think about the benefit. You know that benefit they go to where Robert is like the guest speaker? But with D'Angelo there as well. Annie Shelto.
Annie Shelto. That's my just second pick.
Create chaos. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Now I'm wondering if it's better if we reveal what we're drafting. So we can.
I think we're gonna have to pretty soon here. I think we're gonna have to pretty soon here.
We'll do some guesses.
Right.
We'll do some guesses in a few picks.
But I am going to go. Gosh, this is interesting. Actually, now I'm realizing this person isn't listed here.
That's okay.
What
you can go off. Category? As long as they appear in that role.
I'm gonna have to go off roster. I'm getting as manager, Ed Truck.
A dead man. Currently dead.
A posthumous pick. Posthumous pick.
Hey, maybe that's
not
what you need.
The whole.
You're doing a Halloween thing. I get it.
I'm just going to point out that Robert Dunder is on this list. Is he? I guess he's
alive.
Technically alive.
Do I need to play you the drop again?
I'm going Ed Beverly. Truck as manager.
Ed Truck.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's fine. I think we'll allow it. I have less than of an idea now.
And I get another pick.
Yeah, Sean has Meredith
Dunder Mifflin
in support, and Ed Truck as a manager. And with
going for Dunder Mifflin in the 90s.
Yeah, with your third. Oh, there you go. With your third pick.
Yeah.
You might be on to me.
It's the week they got bagels, huh? That's what you're drafting.
I'm going Ronnie reception.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's your third pick.
Good man.
That definitely could have gone later, I think.
Darn, I'm not going to get Ronnie. Shit.
We call her Rice-a Ronnie.
We call you
Rice-a-Roni.
I want to reveal my game, but it feels still way too early. So, all right. We'll keep
After
going.
After our starting five picks, let's check in on our five. We'll see if we can guess it.
How many do we have total?
11 total. Five.
Oh my goodness. So we're going to go quick.
We're going to be at this for a while. Okay.
All right.
You know
I think
what?
It's
they're,
Alex.
They're going to love it out there. It's great.
I hope so. Yeah.
God, I hope so.
Stay here as long as you can.
Yeah. For everyone listening at home, it's 10:30 at night on a Saturday.
We keep pushing our latest recording time ever. So thank you for hanging out with us.
We're setting records. Okay.
Yeah, we're off the wheels. Yeah. Off the rails again.
I need someone in sales. For my third pick, I'm taking Phyllis Vance.
Oh.
As my head of sales.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
Pam barely outsells Phyllis. I meant that as a slight to Pam as well as a compliment to you, Phyllis.
Okay.
Edwin, it's time for your third and fourth picks.
I know. Well, I had a strategy that now I'm realizing is going to be a little bit more difficult to execute than I thought. Because I have Michael and Dwight together. I'm going to take Nate for Scranton Business Park.
It's a good one. That's
okay.
I figured you'd have Nate.
Yeah, we need Dwight and Nate together. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That also takes Nate off as a flex option, which he could be.
And
the warehouse, of course.
We need Nate struck me as a very high value pick on the board.
He is.
In terms of like overall comedic talent.
You're not gonna have to he's gonna have a small contract most of his career. But okay, he'll get the job done.
You gotta have Nate and Dwight. Nate, Dwight, and Michael. We'll finally get the Nate and Michael conversation that we've always dreamed of. Yeah. Now I'm really struggling with what I'm going to take for my next pick. You've got Ronnie as your receptionist, Sean. Okay. Just thinking out loud here. I'm going to take Andy as receptionist.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was right at the time. Go ahead.
Andy is receptionist.
Andy at reception. Great.
Once again, taking value picks on the board. Michael, Dwight, Andy, and Nate. That's my team right now.
Nice.
I feel like we're all approaching this very differently, because you keep talking value picks, like they're going to be like the more of a bigger character they are, the better. I'm so curious what it's going to be.
Yeah. Wait. So Edwin, you had warehouse Nate and
receptionist Andy.
I love that Andy's off the board.
Andy's off
as
the board.
Receptionist.
Yeah, as a receptionist.
He's also eligible for many roles.
He really, you know what? He did a great job as reception. He might have been the best receptionist the show ever saw.
Yeah. Can you imagine Michael walking up to Andy and asking for his messages?
You know what? I am going to say right now, I really wish that had been a longer arc.
A longer arc.
Yeah.
Especially with the little pencil tower that he made, bites.
That just became normal after a while.
I got bacon wrap dates on deck.
Yeah.
I think he would have been a lot more likable in the end.
Mm-hmm. In the episode that we did last week, Sean, I know you weren't there, but we talked about alternate careers for office characters and how one of mine was that Andy would be a great customer service rep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said he'd be a great 100%. KJ.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The KJ who would get up and do a song every now and then.
Like a little too much? You're like, the KJ is taking a lot for himself. I feel like he should stop.
Okay, so my pick has been made, Alex.
Yes. Oh, wow. All right.
Warning.
I will take, speaking of that, ask my accountant, I'd like Kevin Malone.
Nice.
Kevin Malone as my accountant. He was another pretty important.
You're going to have some Clevins in the
He's a pretty important guy for me, so I'm taking Kevin.
That's a good pick.
Okay. Okay. All right. I am going to go. I've got two picks now.
Two picks now.
I'm going to go.
This is our. Are we on our fifth? Wait, what do you have so far?
This will be my fourth and fifth.
You got Ed. Yeah. You got Meredith, Ed Truck. Right. Okay. Ronnie.
Ronnie in reception. In sales.
Yes.
I've got Todd.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're starting to diverge here, but.
And I'm going to get,
you don't say.
As my CEO, Robert Dunder.
Wow. Yeah, you're going.
Yeah.
You're going.
You might.
Vintage.
Maybe people are starting to see my game.
That
maybe.
Was your fifth pick. Is that right? Sean's fifth?
That's my fifth pick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're two picks away from revealing the original intent.
The strategy.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. As these rules we're making
correct.
Up as we go. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I wonder if this is interesting or anything.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Who knows, man.
Yeah.
We're not even like fighting for people at this point.
I know. Right. Yeah. I really thought. Go ahead.
Alex, what's your next pick?
For my fifth pick. As my executive, I'd like Ryan Howard, please.
Okay.
I'd like Ryan Howard.
Okay.
So Alex has Robert California as CEO, D'Angelo Vickers as manager, Phyllis Vance in sales, Kevin Malone in accounting, and Ryan Howard as his executive. Okay.
Edwin, time for your fifth pick.
I'll go
pick.
For my fifth pick. Okay. I think for my fifth pick, I'm going to take Toby Flenderson and HR and support staff.
Okay. Love him. I didn't need him. I didn't need him for my team, but he would have been all right.
Okay. Okay.
Toby, how are you not murdered every hour?
All right, well, before we review our first five picks and try and figure out what's going on, we're going to take a quick break.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here.
You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Quick shout out to our friends at Talkspace. When you're in a low point, you might feel alone, but over 50% of Americans struggle with their mental health. You know, throughout this last year and a half, 2 years, I know that mental health has been a big struggle for a lot of people. I personally see a therapist, and I highly recommend it to everyone. We've had these ads on our show before, and I'm really glad that we do because it gives us an opportunity to talk about it, and mental health is incredibly important. And if you ever considered talking to a therapist, I highly, highly recommend that you do so. The Talkspace app makes it easy to connect with your licensed therapist on your schedule without having to wait weeks before your next appointment. You can go anywhere and take your therapist with you. Especially in this time, it's a lot harder to see your therapist in person. So having an app like this that makes it virtual is incredibly important. It's incredibly helpful. Whether you're a parent, a student, Michael Scott with gum in his hair, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. It offers individual and couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. You can set goals with your therapist, and they can make sure you're really progressing. And Talkspace therapists help you develop tools to cope in these difficult times. They work around your schedule at your convenience, and whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issue. So start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code SCOTT. That's $100 when you use the code Scott at Talkspace.com. I'm glad Michael's getting help. He has a lot of problems and he's stupid. Okay, so that's five picks for all of us.
Yes.
That's five picks.
Is this okay. the moment? Is this all the right. moment where we take a beat and reveal our overall strategy?
Let's see if we can guess it. Let's each read our five, get a little sense of it.
Okay.
I love take that. Okay,
right.
go ahead.
All right.
Take a guess.
So mine is HR support, Meredith Palmer, manager, Ed Truck, reception, Ronnie, sales, Todd Packer, CEO, Robert Dunder.
You're going with the veterans. Dunder Mifflin in the 90s.
Or the 80s. Yeah. Like you're going from the photo that we see of Michael shaking hands with Ed Truck.
Pretty much. You guys are close. I feel like in my mind I have a way of framing it. But I think yes, you're not far off. You're not far off.
The good old days.
Yeah.
No. The
thing about the good old days
yeah.
is you don't know when you're in the good old days. I got that quote wrong.
It's all right.
That's okay. Wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days when you were in them. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lame attempt at humor. Swing and miss.
All right. Edwin.
I'm bad at this too.
Wait. Alex should go next.
Alex should go next.
Yes.
Alex has CEO Robert California, manager D'Angelo Vickers, sales Phyllis Vance, accounting Kevin Malone, executive Ryan Howard. You are picking the people who are the worst at these jobs.
Hmm.
Phyllis is like the worst in sales. Kevin is obviously the worst accountant. D'Angelo, terrible manager.
Is he?
Robert California.
Or is he just, I mean,
ran branches into the ground.
I don't think D'Angelo is a great guy. I don't think he's a good athlete. But is he a bad manager? We don't totally know.
Good question. Ryan Howard is definitely a bad executive.
Or is he?
Criminal.
I don't really know what you're going for here. I don't know what the plan is. What do you got going? Hmm. What's cooking?
Well, you are onto it there. You're onto it there. A little bit, Sean.
Oh.
Right at the end.
Okay.
Who's my CEO?
Robert California. Criminals.
I am drafting an office that will do the best money laundering or operation for organized crime.
Wow.
I am drafting an absolute front business, laundering huge amounts of money for whatever organized crime unit of your choice in New York City. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter. So that's why you might be raising your eyebrows at some of my picks.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I need Kevin. I need someone who doesn't know what they're doing on the books.
Yeah. You just tell them what to do.
Just tell them what
to
do.
Well, I like it. I like
it. If you were to get Meredith then, if Sean hadn't taken your Meredith pick, she would have been the shadow CEO.
Meredith? Yeah. Like I really like Meredith has proven she'll look the other way. She'll cross the line. I mean, everyone here has. Yeah. Phyllis Vance, are you kidding me? They killed a poor child when they were on their safari.
Oh my God!
Oh God! That's it was a
could
person,
have been an ostrich.
Right?
It was an ostrich in a soccer uniform. That's from a deleted scene.
As we discussed in our episode last week,
D'Angelo's my manager. I think I don't need to say much there. Ryan Howard again. He's good if you're doing fraud. He's your guy. Mm-hmm. And Robert California. Well, he knows people in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. Who you have?
Okay.
Edwin?
Well, what about Edwin? Edwin has
read him off.
Michael Scott as manager. Dwight as salesman, Nate as warehouse, Andy Bernard in reception, Toby Flenderson in HR in support. I actually don't know what Edwin's game is. These are just people he likes. These are the funniest people.
Just an office that you'd most want to work in.
I think this is a very funny dynamic.
You're drafting the U.S. office.
I'm drafting, if you were to watch one brand new episode of The Office, what is like the funniest lineup, the best lineup you can put together?
I see.
Like, what are the best dynamics you could have?
Got
you got to have Michael and Dwight. You got to have Michael and Toby. You got to have Andy in there just as like this weird sort of extra factor. That's where all of this comes in together. Yeah. Like, and then if you look at it, just if you're going to look at it from a distance, you're going to look at that line and be like, oh, that's the best one.
Yes.
That's yes. what I'm going
there you
for.
Go.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, we've revealed our games. So now it
says a lot about us. Edwin's making six more picks.
Edwin's
making the best TV show he can. I'm doing the best crime I can. Sean just likes vintage shit, baby.
Vintage pretty much. Okay. Whose turn is it now?
I think it's Edwin's sixth pick.
That's right. Yeah, Edwin gets another pick. Okay, here we go.
I'm going to take Oscar as my accountant.
Good pick. Okay. Good pick.
I need a voice of reason to balance out Michael and Dwight and Andy.
Yeah. Michael, Dwight, Nate, and Andy.
And Toby has been checked out since March.
Good Excellent. Pick. Oscar off the board.
All right. I think that brings it to Alex again.
I'm going... I'm going down to the warehouse.
Okay.
Where I'm taking Hide.
Oh, that's a great pick. Great
pick. The reason I'm taking Hide is he needs to lay low. He ain't trying to. He has a reason to stay quiet if ever he needed to. So, gotta have him.
Yeah, I mean, he murdered the head of the Yakuza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely in my organization.
He's ready, dude.
He's ready.
Yeah, heart surgeon number one.
Mm-hmm. And in a pinch, you need a medical guy. You know, there you go. You got a surgeon.
Or a salesman, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He has experience in sales.
That's right.
Yeah.
When they're using Daryl's idea. Mm-hmm. Time for your sixth and seventh picks, Sean.
Okay, here we go. So, I am going with...
Did I hear Yumi back there?
Yeah, Yumi.
Yes.
Yumi's in the back, yeah.
She's being a little loud. But so you guys were right on. I'm doing sort of an old school... I was considering it... I want the Mad Men of the Scranton branch.
Okay. All right, yeah.
So, you know...
Man, did they move a lot of paper.
I got Meredith Palmer. I got Ed Truck. I got Ronnie. I got Todd Packer. I got Robert Dunder.
Mm-hmm. Robert Dunder.
I'm going to pull up... I'm still pulling out the old dudes.
That's what you said.
I got Mr. O'Malley as my executive.
Oh, nice.
He's the last on this list.
He is.
For executives in this roster.
On retainer.
And I had to look up.
On retainer attorney.
I had to look up who he was because I did not remember. But I think it's, what is it? Sexual.
Harassment.
Yes. Yeah.
Sexual harassment. Jan brings Mr. O'Malley to Scranton as part of the branch of sexual harassment training. Basically. No one else on this list is as old as this dude, so he makes the cut.
love it.
And then I'm gonna go. I'm just gonna.
What happened there?
A cat just tried to jump onto my desk. I'm going Bill Kress.
For
my Scranton Business Park neighbor.
He's super old and really mean.
And really mean. This is great.
Great pick of the draft so far. Yeah. Bill Kress off the board. That little shot of him.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
That little shot of him where he's waving. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, he's really old. He's super old and really mean. Kress, tool, and die.
You know, Bill Kress. He I mean, all these people are down for a three martini lunch.
Yes.
There you go. That's okay. Basically what that's what I'm drafting here. Mm-hmm. All right.
Back to Alex.
Back to me. I'm taking a family member. I'm taking Bob Vance.
All right.
I'm getting Bob Vance, baby.
Wow.
You got to. He's basically a mafia boss.
What an asset for my company he'll be. He's going to be a family member, but he's going to be loyal. He has my side. He's got my back. He's going to be handling distribution on the side through refrigerated trucks. Mm-hmm. Basically making a Breaking Bad operation here. Bob Vance. I want him. Also, I wanted Bob Vance because he's eligible for a lot of categories.
Yeah, that are true.
Still left.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. And you have Bob and Phyllis, don't you?
Oh, you bet I do.
No, sorry.
Oh, you bet I do.
You do. Oh, yeah. That's a good combo. Yeah,
just
that's
a pair of Marys.
Great combination. Yeah. What a pair of Marys.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right. Edwin, two picks.
Sure. I need some wild card. I'm gonna go with Jana's executive. Maybe that's not wild card, but I need that energy with Michael as manager.
Ah, yes.
The Michael when Jan is the executive is one of my favorite dynamics. The Michael and Jan. Yeah. Absolutely. So I will do that to round out the lineup.
Very nice.
Jana, plastic boobs.
And for your eighth pick.
Yeah.
For the eighth pick, I'm gonna take this is also off the board based on the list that we've been given. Pam is the family member. Can I take that?
Wow.
Oh, you can. Yeah, I didn't.
As a maternity, she's on maternity leave. She's not in the office.
You're right.
Yeah.
Also,
so that's the
also
pick.
She's not working at Dunder Mifflin when she's at Michael Scott Paper Company.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
And
as Jim's
wife. Yeah.
But I think in this context, she would fill into the family member.
She does. That's a great way to get Pam off the board, too.
Dang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm drafting season 7 with a couple of small twists. Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
That's the way this is shaped up. Yeah,
you got Nate in there too. It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, back to you.
I don't get a break.
No rest for the sick, as Michael says.
I got Hide. I got Bob. What a team they're going to make. Are we doing one or two flexes?
One for now.
Okay.
We have not decided if we were going to do the secondary flex. That was a pre-show conversation.
The secondary flex.
Initially the draft had us with two sales, but with us making the call to do when you take one character, they go off the board for everyone. Yeah. We decided that to just do one sale. So
got it.
We'll do secondary flex if we have time permitting.
Got it.
So
all right. In that case, I'm going to be drafting someone from the Scranton Business Park as well. I'm going to return to the five families, and I'm taking Paul Faust from Disaster Kits.
Yeah, cool guy Paul.
Cool guy Paul. Yeah. Another asset. Ooh. He's going to get it done.
Total badass.
Total badass. And I need him for my organization as well.
It's going to be called Wards 11. There are 11 categories of drafting.
Yeah, this is my heist crew. That's what I should have done is my heist crew. But
yeah.
This is a corporate heist crew, if you will. Mm-hmm. A long, slow heist of the American populace. Am I right or am I right? Wall Street, huh, guys? Thought about taking Leo and Gino.
Ryan will be dressed as Gordon Gekko in your...
I thought about drafting Leo and Gino for those guys. But like they're the guys who are going to slip up and like ruin the whole thing. You know, like they're going to get busted smoking weed and their truck's going to have stuff in it. You know?
Yeah.
So no, cool guy Paul doesn't get busted.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got two picks now. I still need to pick someone in accounting and in the warehouse. But I'm going to start with family members.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going old school. So I feel like I've really only got two options here based on this roster. I could go Sylvia, who is Meemaw.
Who you
hate
notably
Meemaw.
Love.
You hate
Meemaw.
Who I notably hate. And so I don't want her on my team. Mm-hmm. So she's out, and Uncle Al is in.
Yeah. The Celtics were a great team.
Yeah.
I knew you were taking him. I was ready. It could only be Uncle Al.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, man. Uncle
Come on,
Al.
Man. Keep it together.
In his prime in the Mad Men years, man. That guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know it.
That guy couldn't settle down back then. Nice pick.
All right. So then I have another pick.
Uncle Al now. Is off the board, Sean.
Uncle Al is off the board. And I am going to go, I'm going to have to go with an accountant. And Oscar and Kevin are off the board.
You're correct. That leaves two accountants left.
That leaves two accountants. And I'll tell everyone listening at home that my options are are very slim here. But the slimmest on this entire list. There's only Angela and Hannah Smotrich Barr left.
There's somebody else that I think you could take.
Tell me.
Dakota from season 9.
Oh, yeah.
The finale.
You could take Dakota. It's Dakota Johnson when she's has that cameo. But she is a new accountant.
I keep seeing the symbol in the books. Oh, Kevin called that a Clevin. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
No.
But she's not. She doesn't really fit your team. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to have to go with. I think I'm going Angela, I guess. She still doesn't quite fit in this, but neither does Hannah Smotrich Barr. So I think that I'm just going to say right now, I think there should have been more accountants throughout the show. Because
more characters being accountants on the show.
More characters being accountants throughout the show. This is slim pickings here. This doesn't really vibe with my theme. But I'm going to go Angela.
I can only work with the tools you have.
Yeah.
She's not going out for the three martini lunch.
Press tool and dice.
You know what? All right, I'll change it. Hannah Smotrich Barr is probably going out for the three martini lunch. So she gets.
Okay.
Change your
audible.
Picks.
Audible. Sure. Okay.
Nice audible.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's it for me.
Are we in the seventh round? Is that right?
This is like ninth round.
Nine? Okay, we're going quick. Yeah.
I only have two picks left.
Okay, then yeah, okay.
So this is the 10th pick.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to fill a flex position.
No. Wait.
Oh, sorry.
No, this is the 9th pick.
9, 10, 11. That's what we've got left. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I don't have a receptionist. My apologies. Yes. Okay. So I still need support staff, a flex, and a receptionist. You guys already took receptionist, so I'll save that. Out of the flex, I'm taking Senator Lipton. I need a politician.
Wow. Political figure.
I need a politician I can grease the palms of. I need to.
And he's a lying son.
And I need that politician to look the other way. I need to pay off his charities and make sure the police force isn't breathing down my neck.
I love this.
Wow.
This is a very important person that you have not added to your team yet.
Hmm.
Just saying.
I know.
Asian Jim, I know.
George Howard Scub.
Yeah.
All right, Edwin.
Okay, I am going to take for my flex, I'm going to take Mo Schrute.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Nice.
Add some comedic value.
Yeah, pound for pound, there's no more laughs per line than Moe's.
Can we have a Nate and Moe's interaction? That's what I would like to see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very nice. All right, and for your 10th pick, sir.
You guys have both taken CEOs, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, you don't have a CEO yet.
I don't have a CEO, and I don't have a Scranton Business Park. For Scranton Business Park, I'm going to take Leo and Gino.
you took Nate.
Oh, I thought Nate was warehouse. Sorry.
No, he put him in the warehouse.
Okay. No, I thought he took Nate as a Scranton Business Park.
We're going to have to check the tape.
That's what I wrote down, but
I wrote down warehouse.
Oh, dear.
I don't think.
Okay.
What should I do here?
Nate is
take
not,
Leo
Nate's
and Gino.
Not even listed in the.
Oh. He's in both.
Nate Nickerson.
He's in both.
Yeah, in both.
Oh, okay,
when he works
okay.
for Dwight as the building.
I say put him in your warehouse.
Yeah,
Edwin,
that's fine.
And keep
that's
going.
Fine.
All right, we'll do Scranton that. Okay, Leo and Gino. We get to see a little bit more of them. We get to see them interact with Jan. We'll get to see them interact with Oscar.
Perfect pick.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No one else is really funny on that whole list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Back to Alex.
Back to me for my final pick. which is the HR.
Nope.
And oh, sorry.
You still have another pick.
I keep messing it up, dude.
Yeah. We're in round 10 and then round 11.
My HR slash support staff, I'm taking Martin Nash.
Wow.
I need a guy who's done it before. I need a guy who's been involved in some insider trading. I need a guy who maybe knows a couple people in prison. I need Martin Nash.
There is somebody, again, there's somebody still very obvious missing from your list.
Well,
that's Aaron Hannon.
Unless they're in reception, you could tell me because I can't take anyone else.
All right.
I thought for sure you were talking about Martin because he's like actually...
I'm going to bring it up at the end.
Crime before.
It's too early to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I get two picks now. Let's see here. I am already... I've already picked 9 things, so this is it. This is my 10th and 11th. Here we go. I do not have anyone in the warehouse yet. So I am going to go with... Glenn, again. Just going old school here. I'm sure.
It's a pretty minor character.
Pretty minor, not very exciting.
Yeah.
And then I have to, and then I have a flex character. So I am going to go with... Oh, I know. Again. I started with the sort of Mad Men angle, and you all thought I was old school, right?
Sure.
So I was just going with the
you
vets.
All thought I was nuts,
but I want that Mad Men energy. So as my flex, I'm gonna have to have Elizabeth the stripper.
Oh my god.
Okay,
for that Mad Men energy, huh?
I've got that Wolf of Wall Street energy.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay.
With Elizabeth the stripper.
Okay. Okay.
Secrets hurt someone.
Vikram was available. I'm just saying.
Secrets are no fun. I mean, I want Vikram on my real company. I have Todd Packer on this team, dude.
I was joking about Vikram.
Yeah.
All right. All right, gentlemen. These are your last picks.
Oh, at reception. That's right. Well, I have to choose. I got Aaron, Jordan, or Rolando. Now, Rolando, we don't really see working at Dunder Mifflin.
That's true. He works,
yeah.
Utica.
Aaron's a little bit too much of a liability. I'll take Jordan Garfield as my receptionist.
Okay, sure. That's a good call.
Why are you telling me this?
That coffee is
that's
very
my favorite.
Cool.
Jordan is technically D'Angelo's assistant, right?
Yeah.
And Aaron is still reception.
Is she still reception, though?
I think we can go with it. I think it's
I guess that's true.
She's still kind of an administrative role. I think you're fine.
We'll say go. Administrative role.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Assistant. Yeah. I'm taking Jordan Garfield.
Okay. And Edwin, for your final pick.
My last pick is CEO. I'm taking Joe Bennett.
Great pick.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great pick.
Yes,
so then
that's funny stuff.
You've got like a lot, like you've got Reason up top with Joe and Jan.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Michael, Dwight, and Andy. And then you got Ridiculousness with Nate and Gino and Leo and, you know, the rest of the group. I guess you have Oscar also as a voice of Reason, but,
you've got great ingredients for an absolutely hilarious episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
We should run through all of our picks and say
we
our
We should
whole
run
office.
Through all of our picks, but before we do, I'm going to say, Alex.
You, oh, wait, hold on.
Creed
hang on.
Bratton?
You're,
Creed
I know,
Bratton.
I know. You're going to say that I need.
He's not in your criminal empire.
Can I say why? I have a very good reason for this.
Fine. Go ahead. No, you can't say why.
Okay.
All right. Go all ahead. Right. Say why.
I understand. I mean, obviously, Creed is. He would be the obvious pick, right? Creed is like. Actively being pursued by the FBI and has been this whole time. Creed has way too much heat on him, dude. I can't rely on Creed. He's a bit of a loose cannon. He plays hooky from work. He's got multiple identities. You would think that would be an asset, but I'm actually trying to run a white collar criminal organization here. And Creed, to me, a little too much heat already on him. He's a little, just a little bit too much of a liability.
He has blood on his collar.
He's got blood on his collar.
Yeah.
So you were ready to put. You were bummed that Meredith got picked right away. So you were ready to pick Meredith Martin Nash.
Yeah.
Over Martin.
Yeah.
And she would have been your number one pick?
No, not my number one pick. I was like prepared to, but I don't think I actually would have. But she was in the small group of people. I was like, I gotta have a set number of people.
Okay, let's go through everyone's list. Let's do the rundown.
Okay.
Let's start with Alex because we've been talking about this. Alex went with the criminal enterprise angle.
Yes, an organized crime. This is a money laundering operation that Dunder Mifflin has become.
Yes, sir. Okay, so this is a CEO Robert California, manager D'Angelo Vickers, sales Phyllis Vance, accounting Kevin Malone, executive Ryan Howard, warehouse Hide, family member Bob Vance, Scranton Business Park neighbor Paul Faust, Flex Senator Lipton, HR and support Martin Nash, and reception Jordan.
That's it, man. That's it, dude.
I like that. I Ward's
11.
You didn't want Creed because he was a bit of a wild card, but you've got D'Angelo Vickers as manager.
When I say wild card, I mean legally. Like, Creed's got the Creed is actively being pursued by the FBI. Mm-hmm. They finally catch him. Mm-hmm. Like, D'Angelo's not wanted. He's not an at-large suspect.
It's true.
Just saying.
That's true.
Like, D'Angelo, it's not like he gets like he
seems
he,
like
his own bravado gets him in trouble, and he does the whole dunking thing and injures himself.
It seems like you've got Robert California as CEO. You just tell D'Angelo what to do, and he'll do it.
Yes. Like, D'Angelo just wants to be in a guy's club, and all you got to do is, like, give him cigars and being like, we'll pay you a lot of money. Wink, wink. Hey, buddy, let's go do some skiing.
You got Phyllis and Bob.
Well, D'Angelo says, because as soon as I'm hearing what I want to hear, I'm not going to care.
Yeah. Yep. He just doesn't care.
You got Phyllis and Bob. You got, so they can work together.
Yep.
Bob.
Phyllis, I think, could be a good, you know, she'd be very willing to look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
If you need it. Hide's doing a lot of my distribution. I already mentioned Hide. He's got incentive to lay low. He's capable of taking out a high target of an organized crime unit should that be needed. And emergency medical.
Should they go into surgery?
Should they go into surgery? He could be there and make it look like an accident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Senator Lipton, my political side. Martin Nash, he's done it before. He's laundered money. He's insider trading was what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe know some people inside. And Kevin, just tell him what to do. Kevin, we have a new system. You're going to put these numbers in this order. Got it.
Okay. Okay. Me do.
Yeah. And that's it.
All right. Edwin, your lineup was Michael Scott as manager. I'll preface it with Edwin. You were going with the funniest.
The funniest possible episode.
Everyone in the right place in the right episode.
You're going to look at this lineup and you're going to be like, oh, that's the best one.
You got Michael Scott as manager. You got Dwight as your salesman. Nate in the warehouse. Andy Bernard in reception, which is probably my favorite pick of this entire episode. You got Toby Flenderson in HR. You got Oscar in accounting. Jan is an executive, which is... I love Jan as an executive.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
Great.
Michael and Jan is such a... All right, see you later, Jan. And then Dwight as the side, like, you know, listening in on all their conversations.
Yeah.
Don't break up, you guys.
I like Pam as the family member, too. It just makes me think of, like, the Dave and Buster's episode when she's just kind of, like, not even in the office and just excited to see everyone. You got Mo Shrewd as the flex, which... perfect. Leo and Gino as the Scranton Business Park neighbors, and Joe Bennett as CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Classic stuff.
I mean, not a lot to say. I mean,
I think
this would be a fantastic episode to watch. If you've got
everyone
Jan reporting into Joe, And then Michael, like, corresponding with both of them together. Mm-hmm. And then all the interactions that you would have between Michael and Leo and Gino, Michael and Nate, Michael and Mose. You have Oscar as kind of a voice of reason. One thing notable about this draft is that none of us took Jim.
Yep.
None of us took Jim. Yeah.
But I felt like in a funny episode, you have to have a straight man character to kind of bounce, like to act as your audience surrogate. Mm-hmm. You know, and Oscar would be the one because I took Dwight in sales and Michael in managers. So it wasn't really a good place for Jim. Oscar would be the one looking at the camera to convey that to everyone. And maybe Pam as well. Yeah. Maybe let's say, Jim is on the road or something. Who knows in this context. But no, I think this would be a fantastic episode to watch.
I do, too. That's a great lineup. Great lineup. Maybe better than my lineup, which was aimed at I was going for the Mad Men Scranton branch, a little bit of like the OG Scranton branch, but also with an element of people who like to party, people who are maybe not appropriate in the office by today's standards. So my very first pick was Meredith Palmer as HR, and followed by Ed Truck as manager, Ronnie in reception.
Drunk as a skunk
flying down Route 6.
By the way, I've always appreciated Ed Truck's philosophy on the work hierarchy, the dynamic in the office. Why can't your friends be your friends, your family be your family, and your workers be your workers? You know, that's, I think Ed Truck would have, he'd be a very boring character if he was around more in the office, but straightforward nonetheless. And I'm sure that the man can make a business deal over a lunch at a steakhouse, you know? So then I had Ronnie in reception. I had Todd Packer in sales, of course. As CEO, Robert Dunder, an OG. Mr. O'Malley is an executive, just an old dude.
Mr. O'Malley, pick of the draft. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
he was on the list.
Yep.
I got Bill Kress of Kress Tool and Die in the Scranton Business Park. I've got Uncle Al as a family member, who must have had a wild life, you know? He seems he's not all there anymore, but he's still trying to keep up a conversation, still trying to have a good time. I think Uncle Al was a cool guy back in the day. We got Hannah Smotrich Barr as an accountant. She's just a tough lady, tough mom. Okay. We got Glenn in the warehouse.
Break.
Yeah.
Glenn OG. In the warehouse, and finally,
I feel like Lonnie would have been your OG in the warehouse. That would have been the guy.
Oh yeah,
It's okay.
I went seniority on that position.
Okay, sure.
But yes, you're right. Lonnie could have absolutely been in there too, and then Elizabeth the stripper as my flex, the youngest of the bunch by a decade probably. Yeah. But I think they all would have gotten along, and it would have been quite a wild office. So there you go. All right, we
heck
did
of
it.
A draft.
Mega draft.
We'll make sure to post these full results. I think you have it there in a spreadsheet or something there, Sean.
Yes, sir.
We'll make sure to post this when our episode comes out. You guys can go ahead and take a look. We'll put a poll on Twitter, see who's got the who did the best job drafting. Mm-hmm. I just realized
I think I know.
I took. I'm going to take such flack for not taking Creed. I can already tell.
I mean, if people vote for Edwin, that's just like boring.
Well, of course, they're going to vote for Edwin's. It's like he made the most audience friendly picks.
Well, that's why I'm going to just say it right now. I think if Edwin wins this poll,
when Edwin wins this poll,
because he played it safe.
I think that Alex and played I were a little more creative with safe, our,
you know.
I would agree. I'll give you that. You were more creative with your list. That's true. I was so surprised that neither of you took Michael or Dwight with your number one and number two. Yeah,
I guess what's interesting about this list, you already pointed out that none of us picked Jim for anything.
Yeah.
Holly Flax didn't get picked for anything.
Did you guys have any honorable mentions or like things that you were like kind of on the fence about?
Yeah, I thought about taking. There was a lot.
I could have taken Alan Brand because he seems like a dickhead. he seems like a CEO.
David Wallace also kind of feels like he could fit into the CEO mold.
Yeah, but not for my Mad Men angle. Alan Brand seems like an old piece of shit. So
and Bill Kress really.
Yeah, I'm not saying that
really made a lot of servers cry. I just think that
he's an old. Yeah, yeah.
I kind of wish I had taken Kelly Kapoor instead of Toby. That would be my only edit to the draft.
I actually thought Kelly could have fit into my Mad Men.
Yeah,
in my Mad Men lineup, I think she would have vibed with that.
Daryl also not selected by anybody.
Yeah,
didn't fit. Gabe didn't get selected either.
I know. Like, there were a number of characters. When I had that long pause, I was trying to figure out, like, can I get Andy and Pam right now? Mm-hmm. At this, you know, like, it was trying to figure out how can you get certain characters in different places. For me, at least. I know that you guys had more of a set agenda for your draft, but yeah.
I almost took Nick Figaro over Senator Lipton. I just feel like Nick Figaro could get some stuff done for me.
He made the point to the camera about talking about how above board they were, though.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like,
just by the state.
He could run a great front. But I think I need the political power. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I don't know.
Recently, we were talking about Sadiq on an episode, and I was like, I just want Sadiq. I just want to pick Sadiq. He just seems like a cool guy. It didn't fit with what I was trying to do.
For sure. Well, hell of a draft, guys. I think that was really fun. I'm really glad. Thank you again to Chad for sending this in.
Yeah, this was fantastic.
Super well thought out and really like very in-depth and thoughtful sort of draft concept for us to go against. We love doing drafts.
We have other draft ideas that have been sent that we will do as well, probably in the next couple months.
Absolutely. And I mean, drafts are super fun. We almost have to like, I think we've mentioned this before, we have to pace ourselves with drafts because it'd be really easy to do a draft every week. Mm-hmm. But just because they are so fun and they are so quick sometimes. But I really, really enjoyed this one. So thank you again. And it was fun doing it with you guys. So, yeah.
Last one in Portland for a while.
I had a great time.
So before we wrap, we just wanted to give a quick shout out. First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil, for real. Second thing, we wanted to give a quick shout out to our friends at the Fresh Pod, Levi and Mike. They sent us a message saying that they were partially inspired by our podcast to start their own about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which is really amazing. So super cool. I absolutely love Fresh Prince. I used to watch every day after school while I did my homework. Very, very cool that they're getting this one started. So they just dropped their first episode. You should check it out.
Nice.
It is called The Fresh Pod. So check that out wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks again to Levi and Mike. But anyway... Sean, take it away.
Yeah, if you would like to send us a draft idea or a trivia or anything, email us, mspodcastcompany@gmail.com. Also, you can give us a call and leave us a message. That's 503-694-9314. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We have a website, michaelscottpod.com. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/michaelscott. Become a Scott's Tot. It's $5 a month. You'll get an extra episode every single month. You'll get some bonus features as well. You'll get ad-free podcasts. Check us out. Join us on there. We like to make a donation together to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. So special thanks to our Patreon members, to our Scott's Tots. We love you guys so much. Thank you for being a part of this with us. And thank you to Ryan Lloyd, who designs all our artwork. This episode was recorded over video chat in Portland, Oregon, for the last time that I can say that, because our Edwin Janes is moving to the big... Los Angeles. What's the city of angels?
Tinseltown.
We'll still be, We'll still be recording over video chat, but we'll just be a little further apart. But anyway, thank you for listening. We truly love and appreciate all of you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us, for sticking with us on these conceptual draft episodes and for our late night recordings. I'm glad we can get something out for you guys this week, and apologies we won't be back next week. But thank you again for listening, hanging out with us, supporting us, interacting with us. It really means the world to us, and it is just such a joy to do the show every week. Thank you again, really and truly. We love you all. Take care, stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Pippity poppy, give me the zapper.
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.